And at 8:50, it's time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS put out its latest crop progress report for the week ending October 21st. The numbers look like this. Percent harvested in corn, 60%, compared with 53% last week and the five-year average of 55%. Soybeans harvested 75%, compared with 66% a week ago and the five-year average of 78%. And for the winter wheat planting, we're at 82% complete, compared with 73% last week and the five-year rolling average of 84%. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to be steady to lower amid continued large supplies that have already filled some packers' needs for the week. Terminals are called mostly steady to weaker with tops from $35 to $39. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt, Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,901. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $56. The weighted average was $53.46, a loss of $1.50 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.05 to $44.33, the weighted average $41.42. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,963. The base price range $42.50 to $59.50, the weighted average $55.80, a loss of 5 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.48 to $45.36, and the weighted average was $41.68. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. We picked up a half an inch of rain here at WILL, and rain fell across the eastern Corn Belt and much of the southern Corn Belt, including Missouri and far eastern Kansas yesterday and early today, and amounts 1 to 3 inches from southwestern Ohio and southern Indiana into Kentucky. And that was overnight, and some more, or yesterday into the middle of the overnight period, with some more this morning. So there may be some places that picked up 3 to 4 inches in Kentucky. Rainfall elsewhere ranged up to 3/4 of an inch, and there will be more places that have an inch or more when all is said and done. The northwestern portion of the Corn Belt remained dry during the past 24 hours. Now, the rain will be coming to an end today over most of the Corn Belt, the exception being portions of Ohio and the Ohio Valley. There will still be some lingering showers today, tonight, and tomorrow from Missouri across Kentucky, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, far southern Ohio. More rain will move back into the Midwest later this week, Thursday into Saturday, with an upper air low slowly coming in from the southwest. So the southern Midwest will stay damp, and then it'll dry down a little bit after that, and then more precipitation early next week, and then more in the weekend that follows. So we're getting into a pattern with more frequent bouts of rain. So it's getting a little damper out there. Temperatures, well, they're going to be running close to average. Lows will be in the 30s and 40s over the next week or so. No hard freezes are expected, but there could be some areas of scattered frost where it clears out. So we're going to be seeing some typical late October weather in that regard. But the main point is with the showers, harvest progress across the Midwest is going to slow down over the next several days. And the best area for harvest progress will be the northwestern Corn Belt. That's because they'll have more drying up that way. And field work will begin to take place there in a few days. But that area is still quite wet right now after lots of rain last week. And the best harvest weather will occur late next week and into the following weekend up that way. Now, going up to Canada briefly, just to the soybean areas, harvest delays are going to occur the rest of this week in the Canadian soybean areas because of the rain that's fallen recently and more that's on the way. And then they'll have more typical weather for this time of year next week. So they'll have rain on some days, sunshine on others, similar to some of the Midwest. So field work will be slow next week, but they should have some advance in field work. In the Delta and Southeast, they've gotten some rain. Showers and thunderstorms brought some locally heavy totals to the Delta. It looks like most of the Delta got rain. About 40% of the Southeast got rain. Rainfall in the Delta was generally 0.4 to 1 inch, but there were some amounts up to 1.75 inches. Rainfall was even greater than that in southern and northeastern Mississippi and northwest and extreme southwest Alabama. And that's getting over toward the Southeast. 1.75 to 4 inches of rain fell in those areas. And across the rest of western and northern Alabama, northern Georgia, and the western Carolinas, amounts were less, but still 0.1 to 0.5 inch. And more has fallen across eastern Alabama and western Georgia this morning. The Southeast will see frequent rain and delays to field work through the weekend. Of course, not a lot of people will be complaining there because they're in the middle of a big drought. So they will see some change, recharge in soil moisture, but a slowdown in field work. No major rain is expected in the next 10 days in the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, so field work will continue. They'll get some light showers at times. In Brazil, it looks like more rain fell in about a third of the crop area over the last 24 hours. And a few hundredths of an inch to 0.75 inches fell in southeastern Minas Gerais, and or in many of the areas, with some portions of southeastern Minas Gerais actually getting 1 to 2 inches of rain. The most significant rain occurred in Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso. Other areas didn't get as much rain, but some of the very dry areas did get some rain during the last 24 hours. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 888 and a half, up a half, last trade up 3 3/4. March, 894 and 3/4, up a quarter, last trade up 2. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 873 and a quarter, up 2 1/4, last trade up 6. July, 693 down 2, last trade down 1. December corn opened at 364 and a quarter, down a quarter, last trade up 3. March, 381, unchanged, last trade up 3. July, 399 and 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 2 3/4. December of next year, 410 and 3/4, down a half, last trade up 1 1/2. November beans open at 976 and a half, unchanged, last trade up 7. January, 993 and 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 7 3/4. July, 1017 down 3/4, last trade up 4 3/4. December soybean meal open at 275.70, unchanged, last trade up 220. December soybean oil open at 44.22. Make that 40.22, excuse me, unchanged, last trade up 19. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's start in the wheat, where we have gone above a neckline on a potential head and shoulders top, and last night managed to crawl all the way almost up to the 20-day moving average. Are there more buy stops above the 20-day moving average?
Oh, I think there definitely will be. And if you look at July wheat, we made new highs yesterday, new all-time highs at 697. And then last night we were up to close to that, backed off a little bit. We still have the tightest usage-to-stocks ratio ever in wheat. Stocks 40 years ago were maybe a little bigger, but we had 40% less usage then.
So what is the call for the wheat this morning on the open?
Call for the wheat is 4 to 6 higher on wheat.
In the soybeans, we had essentially an inside overnight trade between yesterday's highs and lows and pretty much got stopped right at the high off of yesterday's high. Do we move higher today?
I think we do. We're talking 5 to 7 higher today, which would put us about where we, you know, lost yesterday. But, again, usage worldwide and just the idea that the bins are now closed and that harvest out west is behind where it should be, and maybe that the rains they had will make the yields a little less.
And what about corn? I guess when I was looking at the charts, they were looking at outside factors turning around from yesterday's trade, and that being in terms supportive of the corn market.
Right. The outside markets, the energies, the metals, they all were negative yesterday and then turned around. The stocks were down over $1.50, 150 points yesterday, and turned around and went higher. All of those things turned around, and that should help corn higher.
And the call there?
Corn is called 2 to 3 to 4 higher.
And then very quickly, sir, over at the Merck, just the calls, please.
Over at the Merck, livestock mixed, a little higher, a little lower. We're looking to buy breaks in livestock, but if they really go very far, we'd take that profit. And hogs, we're looking at continued lower.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.